Welcome everyone to a special show that I'm doing today, because I wasn't able to do the Hackfest that I do. Let me lower this a bit. I'll stop the music. Normally I do the Hackfest event live from the event, but this year I wasn't able to do it because I decided to do DJ sets like every year, but this year I added a live performance done with synths that I brought to the event, and additional computers. And anyway, since it's a hacking festival, it's not really the network where you want to hook your computer to do some either broadcasting or anything. The goal of the Hackfest is a hacking competition, so everyone is hacking computers that have been set up for the event. And like I said, that's not the place where you want your computer to be. I'll start the show with, well, I'll do this show today with a track that I made for Hackfest. I'll be playing the track live today, like I did on the event. I'll have some pre-sequenced stuff, some recorded stuff. I have the synths ready, like this one, and also this one. So what I decided to do instead of doing the whole live performance is do a director's cut of the Hackfest track. So I'll try to explain what I did with the different tracks and how they've been made, and that kind of stuff. So I'll start with the first one, which is the Hackfest theme that I try to do every year. Normally it's just like an audio signature with some text and different things. But this year, if you go to hackfest.ca, you'll see their site. And the theme this year is Revolution, which reminded me the old track from Jean-Michel Jarre called Revolution, that I thought was having a good double meaning. That was very nice for the Hackfest. I think I do have the original track somewhere here. Yeah, just have a listen to the original one, just for those who don't know the track. Let me skip to like always, it's like when you want to do something that doesn't work. There's a chance. Let's go. Yeah, it's not a good track. Wrong one. Okay, Revolution. There you go. So, what I did, I picked up a couple of samples and loops from the original tracks. So, of course, this flute intro has been sampled as is. I tried to recreate the bass line that sounds a bit more like this. And the text that was used in this original track is mainly just a speech synthesizer that is telling some words like TV, and to represent the duality between two the different people in society. But anyway, I thought that those buzzwords were directly usable as a Hackfest. They were having a Hackfest meaning to me. So what I did there,
Not human. Freedom. No freedom.
So you get the point. What I did, because I wasn't able to sample the original words. I did some research on how Jarre did the speech synthesis on this, and to discover that it was a speech synthesis card that was made for him for this album, and that this card was using the old Texas Instrument speech synthesizer that is used on old stuff like the Speak and Spell toy. I think the TI-99A computer was having a speech synthesis cartridge that was using this chip too. And of course I tried to find emulators of that, and had several problems with that, and time was running. So what I decided to, well, continuing my research, I understood how the speech synthesis was made, and the trick that they were used, that was used back then, is still in use, because it's now used in a speech audio codec for cellular phones and that kind of stuff. So ended up with finding a special VST plugin that have this very way, special way of compressing the sound. So I use this on my version, and it could, I can, that's the way it sounds.
Freedom, change, computer, employment, choice, memory, not sex.
Yeah. So today I'm presenting you my version of Revolution that was made for the Hackfest as a theme. So there you go, for Hackfest Revolution. And that was Hackfest Revolution. I'll let this track go. This is a project that was sequenced live, based on the machine from Native Instrument. I did a couple of tracks using that, and it went pretty well. As the hardware and the software, everything is rock solid. The only thing that the only problem that I had with it live is that I cannot load two projects at the same time, so I ended up having to do transitions between the tracks using either white noise or synth sounds to do the transition while I was clicking and trying to load the next one, like I'll do right now. Which brings me to the next track, which is a very simple four on the floor house track that I also made only for the Hackfest. There doesn't seem to have a lot of people listening on RC right now, but I can say hello to Yitzi Wedge and Hedwig does is there. Hope you enjoy the show. For everyone else, you're probably listening to this on Real Live. So let's go with the next track called simply HF1. Drums in the Boom. So that was HF1, and with the same idea, I ended up doing HF2, which is pretty much the same thing, another Four on the Floor track. This one has an interesting bit in it. The main line from this track, and I can switch this to make you listen what I'm saying, is coming from a beat pattern that was passed, and I'm gonna mess up with my project doing this, but we're live, and that's the point of it. Let's have a listen to this. Okay. So the bass line you actually hear in the back is based on a simple rhythm. If I remove each part, you hear the actual beat behind it. So I added a filter and then a rezzo chord, and it, at this point, well, at least I thought it sounded cool or nice, and I decided to build a track around it. So it ended up called HF2, but it could have been called also Drop the Bass, because I loaded back the sample from a track that I used several years ago with these samples.
Drop the bass.
To do the track. So, well, I'll stop speaking and I'll just start the track, so you'll get the idea. and that was HF2. It seems that my microphone was a bit low. Truck, I don't know if you can double check me again on the level now. The problem with that is that you get a lot of background noise also from this room. Yeah, seems that sounds good now. All right, next track now. This one is more scene related because it is a remix that I made of a game, of a C64 game. I thought though more people would have been on the IRC channel, so I could have played a game of letting you guys trying to guess what is the track. But I'll simply go with the track itself. At first, it starts by playing the bass line, and then you'll get the actual C64 track that was made right after that. I'm trying to slowly filter fade this out. Or I could race it. So you'll end up having a unique version on only available on the real live stream, because I'll have to do the mastering of those tracks, because right now it's the actual machine playing with me tweaking on the knobs, and I do have to do the EQ compression and all the mastering stuff to do an actual release. It's not the best of the tracks I've made, but considering it's a live setup and that, it's not too bad. Which brings me to my next track, which is a track that some people already know. I'll take a few seconds just to load my project. Yeah, that's the cool idea of not having your stuff prepared. Yeah, I can close that old one. No, I don't want to save. So, the next track is Faith that I made with Marco. We didn't have... the way we did this song is that I made a first version of it that I sent Marco, and he worked on his side, ended up doing the track that some of you know. So when it came at this point when I needed to... do this track live, I asked Marco to send me back the stems that was used for his version of the track, and ended up with not much stuff and a lot of work to do on my side. And since I had to also do it live, I had to do some synth patches and that kind of stuff. To give you an idea what he sent me back, and you'll even have the effects on this one that make it sound even better than what I actually received from him. I had this, which is a loop that goes pretty much all the track, and a couple of pads with this, like this one. That's not very loud, but I think you get the point. And the big part of this song is the bass line. So I had to do this patch on the virus, which I think I kind of recreated, like the original one. It's not that much a hard patch to do. But anyway, today I'm giving you a new version or a live version of Fate that was presented on Hackfest 1 month ago. And let me stop this. What I did and that I can do live today is actually play the intro. So I'll... Logic is not made for doing stuff live. And, oh my God, it's not going well today. Let's do this. Okay, what I'll do is I'll switch to the G2X, the other synth that I had made patches with for this song, and play the intro and switch to the track right after that. So let me switch to that. That's not very loud. We'll do it. Thank you. and this is one of the tricks. Oh, sorry. I use to make the transitions between the track. Right now, it's still running on the echo of the virus patch. Next is a track that some also know. That I can load now, which wasn't very modified for the event. What I did instead is, like I try to do on Faith, is trying to play the actual intro, which I can do as well as I did on the Hackfest right now, because at the Hackfest the keyboards were stacked one over the other, so I could have taken that CS80 patch to play the intro like I wanted, and at the same time using the G2X patch that you'll recognize very quickly. Like I said, it's the director's cut, so I can do what I want with that now. So I'll simply go with the next track that you probably know, Aeon. and the track could go on like this. Like I said, the little tricks I use to make the transitions between the tracks. So this one is coming from a single patch from the G2X. Maybe I need to lower this a bit. Or actually cut it. Sorry for the chair. That's what happens when you buy cheap stuff. So let's get to the next one. The rest of the act on this night was half upbeat stuff like this that you heard. And the rest was more ambient music, which bring me to the next track called Recovery. For one simple reason, that project crashed while I was doing it, and I had to recover each sub tracks and elements from the files that wasn't corrupted, so and assembling them back into a track. So you IKEA chair, it's even more cheaper than that, but yeah, let's go with Recovery. You can clearly know when I switch the microphone back on. So that was it. That was Recovery. Not much interesting bits on this track, apart from the fact that it was made several years ago, and it is the kind of track that I sometimes do, and it end up being just a pattern that you can't use in nothing. And so the Hackfest was an interesting moment, so I could use and expand and complete some of those tracks that are more prototypes or work in progress and that kind of track. So you even had a couple of false notes. I didn't play the track since the Hackfest, so I was looking at my notes and actually picked up the wrong track. So I ended up playing the wrong note. So you probably heard the CS80 going the wrong way. So next up, a new track. Yep. And this one is interesting. It started as a machine pattern, like many of the other Hackfest tracks. Well, it kind of ended up in a cool song, probably with too much sub bass in it. And you'll have to judge for yourself. So here's I actually don't really know how to pronounce that, but it's called Aether, with the same characters that it is used in Aeon, the A with the E, but this time just for Zephoid and his database. And I didn't wrote this double character as a single one. So enjoy. Thank you. this one doesn't end with the typical Hazel boom, which I do use a lot also. So that was it. That was Aether. Or however you pronounce this. Next up is a track that was released for the Sound of Scene Set. Was it volume? Yeah, volume one. And since I don't compose that much track, I had to do with what I had for the ACFES set. I wanted to do 1 hour of live music. And even with that, I had to split with the upbeat stuff and the down-tempo stuff. So I picked up Voyager and extended the track from the original version and added a new bass line and played that one on the ACFES, and it was nice. But today I'll do something else. When I came back, I actually played with it even more and added a, tested different things and added a dubstep loop on, ooh, that sounded, a dubstep loop on the track. And it sounded cool. The problem with it is, since it's, of course, like many other stuff, not finished, you'll get the loop really quickly and it's the same all the song, along the song. But I think it does end up with an interesting track and gives a second spin as a dubstep track for a downtempo one. So here's the new Voyager. And that was Voyager Dub Edit, or so-called today. I think that was the best track that was played on that live set on the Hackfest. But anyway, a part of recycling my old stuff, I also did some new stuff. And I will also like to greet Stéphane Brousseau's currently listening, from what I can see from Facebook, and a few people that are with me on IRC right now. A couple of new people joined lately. Dumper is now with us. Huff joined a couple of minutes ago too. So, okay, next. Indigo. Yeah, this one is a new one. It's pretty much done the same way that Ether was done, starting as a machine pattern that was extended and added some stuff. And when I was live, I was adding even more stuff that I only don't really want to do right now. Like I said, I already forgot let's say, to play the track. So instead of messing with it, I'll simply let the pre-sequence stuff play. So thanks again for those who are with me today. I understand in Europe, it's the weekend is ending now. Some people over there are struggling with weather, it seems, from what Zephoid told me. And, well, hope you enjoyed the show on Relive, so... Thank you. and that was Indigo. Actually called like that because it started as a pattern or a patch on the virus Indigo that I have. So it's time for the last track that I played, and like others, this one wasn't modified very much. So it was a track I made several years ago. I think Zephoid played it in one of his shows last year or something like that, maybe 2 years ago. And that brings me to my closing point, being the fact that I didn't do very much shows in the last year. I've been busy doing several stuff apart from Scene Sat. And I think the last show was the Hackfest two years ago. No, 1 year ago, yeah, last year. Anyway, level shows aren't dead. I'm going to come back with that. And kind of easily, because I saved the easier styles for later on, and I'm pretty much into it now. So what I'll have to do is simply refresh my playlist with the newest tracks and come with a new level show. And also a second idea that I had for a show on Netlabel Music, mainly Ectoplasm Music, so that show could be live DJ sets with Psytrance music or downtempo stuff related to their latest releases. It's not that much scene related, but Netlabels was one of the thing that Scene Set was about also. So I was thinking of putting that up real soon. I did my stuff. I'm now more available for Scene Set. So this Hackfest show was due. I'm sorry I didn't do it live on the even, but anyway, we had some interruptions and technical stuff. So that I think it's a better way to do it, like I did it today, instead of the live show with the problems that I would have. I'm sorry today. I changed my setup a lot during the last months, and that microphone is not set up properly. I had a levels problem. Maybe everything is not that clean. That'll be fixed for the next show. So till then, I'm leaving you with the last track, my closing one, called Opposite Reality. Thank you. Bye-bye. just want to come back for one last thing. I forgot, and that's very stupid of me, to thank Patrick from the Hackfest, who was kind enough to invite me again this year to do this live show and to experiment with his crowd. So thanks again, Patrick. Hope we'll do more interesting and different stuff in the next years. Thanks.